Good morning. It is July 5th, 2015. The time is 06:15 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. On this Sunday morning, getting ready, going to the day job like I normally do on a Sunday. This is my Friday, and starting off on a positive note by doing some audio here this morning. And day after the 4th of July celebrations. Of course, yesterday I started off, the missus made the family some red, white, and blue pancakes, which made up of what the red was the strawberries, the white was the whipped cream, and the blue was the blueberries that were in the pancakes. So very good breakfast starting off yesterday. Of course, this morning I had the regular old Cheerios, which are pretty good, with the morning coffee here at the computer desk. And then we had at work there yesterday some good old American hot dogs there on the Foreman grill, and finishing out the meal menu yesterday for Independence Day was some Lupo Speedies, which is a real treat to have. And you're just going to have to Google Lupo Speedies, Lupos Speedies, Speedies, I guess it is. Is it? Oh, I'm looking at my tweet that I did yesterday. I misspelled it. It's Speedies, and I spelled it SPL. But that's an upstate New York treat here, primarily in the southern tier. Speedies are a very good sandwich. Just look it up on Google. And end of the day watching Independence Day. Didn't get to see any fireworks last night, though I could hear the noise. The noise of the fireworks next door, loud and clear, which is a tall tale mark of our celebration of our 239th birthday of the United States of America. I want to talk about a little noise that's cropping up on the horizon, and that's over there on Periscope. There, it's called the Periscope Community Summit that's going to be happening down in New York City, in New York Scope Week, from September 22nd to the 24th. And I saw Periscope the other day that Mark Shaw, who's a very, very good and consistent scoper on the platform, indicating that he won't be there. He's one of the scopers that I watch on a regular basis, and he's very, very proactive with Periscope on the uses and what one can do with it. It's nothing new. It's live streaming, but it's live streaming on the fly, in a sense, to where we're using our iOS and Android smartphones to broadcast from, either Wi-Fi, 3G in my case, or 4G, which would be nice to have. But the New York Scope Week, September 22nd to the 24th, is just going to take place about 4 hours away from where I live, and I won't be able to attend because as soon as it was announced, which was what, last week, I believe, by the organizers. And there is a webpage. It's www.periscopesummit, all one word, .com. www.periscopesummit.com. And it has a countdown. I'm on the page right now on my PC. It's 78 more days till it. But I won't be attending, so I know that with what it entails, the application, there'll probably be quite a few Periscopes. So even if you cannot attend, you can attend from afar, which I have in the past on other events that have taken place, such as GnomeDex that Chris Perillo has put on and is going to be putting on again, I guess. Save that for another audio. But Periscope is a program that is really still in its wild, wild west infancies. And there's people that are pro and con, and I'm in the pro camp because I do like the app. And though the people that are in the don't want to use camp of Periscope, I can respect their views, but I think they're missing out, and I've said that in the past. So I'm looking forward to the summit. I got it on the calendar, and it's going to be down the very first community-based event, in a sense. Has nothing to do with the company of Periscope itself, which even makes it more intriguing because I think they have a pretty slick webpage. And the individuals that are organizing this and putting this in place and making it happen are some very, very good individuals that through the program of Periscope I would never have gotten to meet. So the engagement with the Periscope is something that's at the forefront on me using it. Though there has its glitches, I did a Periscope yesterday and it came across another glitch where it seemed like I was in a Periscope, but I was getting a feed over, a cross feed of text from another Periscope that when I looked at the Periscope on replay, you could not see that conversation going on. So I think it was just, I was out on the front porch using my Android phone here, my 1 month old, fairly new piece of hardware that sort of was, there was just a Periscope that was bleeding over for some across of signals and stuff like that. But it's pretty interesting, very, 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 very interesting and entertaining in itself, I guess. One of those things when you're still working out the bits and bobs of the personalities of the application. So, but it's going to be down there in New York City. And like I said, it's a community-based seminar, gathering of sorts, over 3 days, where they're toting it as groundbreaking speeches and meetups. And Periscope is our new obsession, it says, and we spend hours with folks from all over the world on dozens of scopes. This is a chance to come together, make real life connections. And I've had one experience this year back in January down there in Lancaster that after using social media and then meeting somebody you really want to meet and respect, it's a very unique thing. So this is going to be a real big and great gathering, I think. And it'll be interesting to see it from afar, though I'm still looking at the calendar and how I could make it work going down there. But along with the tickets being a little pricey and just being down in the New York City venue, that's a little pricey in itself down there to stay. But we have the benefit of this thing called the internet to watch from afar. So it should be interesting. I'm getting my day started here, finishing up the coffee and going to pack a lunch, get into the day job, and maybe do a Periscope after work. We'll see. You'll have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.